This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lahu ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلوات ربه وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن دعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. This is the second part of our lectures on the ages and the honor that Islam bestows on the aged in Islam. The first one has already been uploaded to YouTube. You can go there and listen to it. I decided to do it now at Jumu'ah time, this one, because this one is extremely important lecture. In fact, all these lectures are very important for all of us because all of us are going to get old. So it's better to know before the time what it means to get old so that you will understand that the good die young is not part of an Islamic adage. It's not an Islamic maxim. That the good die young. No, it is the aged that benefit the most. The most honor is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bestowed on just being old. Nothing else. Just being old is a great honor in Islam. So it's very important for us also to know the fiqh of old age. What happens if we can't make salah or hudu, or what happens when you go for hajj, or can somebody else go for hajj for us? What about fasting? And many other issues on salah and the relief that Islam provides for us in old age, not to make life difficult for us, especially our spiritual life, our religious life. Because there is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith by Abu Huraira, Deenul Islami yusrun, yusrun. The religion of Islam is ease. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ and Allah says in the Quran, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. Allah does not want to make things difficult for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to make things easy for you. So today, inshallah, the second chapter deals with the respect and honor that the community should show the old people. Not just because we say they, and the world says that we must respect old people. No, because Allah and His Prophet talks about the respect of old people in Islam. Those who respect old people, they are following the command, and the encouragement, and the advice of who? Of Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had told the whole of the community and everybody to respect the old people. In the hadith, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Al-barakatu fi akabirikum. The barakah lies where? Lies in your old people. Your barakah lies in your old people. So if you want to have a lot of barakah in your life, you must honor and respect the aged. Honor and respect those who have been already honored with gray hair, where the black hair turns gray. And the honoring of the old people is ijlal, is of the ijlal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the ijlal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It is the glory and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you honor the old people, it's like glorifying and showing respect to your Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith reported by Abu Dawood and Imam Nawawi, they say that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna min ijlalillahi ta'ala ikrama di shaybatil muslim. Of honoring and bestowing great respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to show respect to the aged. Wa hamil al-Qur'an, and to show respect to the person who carries the Quran. غير الغالفي, those حفاظ who do not exaggerate in reading the Quran, they do not exaggerate the letters. لا الغالي في القرآن ولا الجافي عنه, nor do they forget the Quran which they memorized. So a حافظ القرآن and an ordinary شاب, ordinary young person who respects an old person, they're in the same category. And number three, إكرام the Sultan المقصد. And the respect that we give to the rulers, to those who rule us, who are just in their rule. So a just ruler, a hafiz al-Quran, and a young man who respects an old person are in the same category, subhanAllah. So just by respecting older people, you are like a hafiz al-Quran. You get the same reward. And you get the same reward as a ruler who rules justly. Look at the great honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows upon he who honors and he who is honored. And so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then puts us all into one basket. Shows the love the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have for the aged and for old people. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had warned us about not respecting and not honoring old people. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us in many a hadith that those who do not respect older persons and those who do not honor older persons, laysa ala hadi, is not on his hadi, is not on his path, is not on his manhaj. Walam yasiru ala nahji, and he is not going according to the nahj, manhaj of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the way of life, nahj. Manhaj is the way of life and the way of doing things of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this becomes very clear in the hadith, laysa minna man lam yarham saghirana wa lam yuwaqqir kabirana. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he is not of my ummah who does not have mercy on the small ones and do not respect and honor the elders. This is what I love about the Tabligh Jama'at. Always respect the elders. Not just because they're ulama or they... No, because they're old, that's all. Just because they're old. And we'll hear, and the first lecture will tell you what old age is. It starts at 40. And at every one of those ages, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, there's a special gift that Allah gives to the person who's gone gray. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ma akrama shab. ما أكرم شاب شيخا لسنه إلا قيد الله وقيد الله له ما يكرم عند سنه. The Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم says, a young man will not honor an old people, an old person, or older person, except that Allah سبحانه وتعالى will give him, young people will honor him the day when he becomes old. So the same respect he shows to all, if you show respect to old people, in your old age, younger people will show respect for you. And so the young person, yusallim as-saghiru ala al-kabir, the young person greets the old person first. Not like today you must greet. The old person says to the young person, greet. Come greet me. SubhanAllah. We must teach our children to greet older people. Any old person. Muslim or non-Muslim, doesn't matter. وَالْمَارُ عَلَى الْقَائِدِ, and the person who's walking greets the person who is sitting. وَالْقَلِيلُ عَلَى الْكَثِيرِ, and there's few people honors and respects the greater group of people and greets first. The next heading is the leniency that Islam shows to older people in its laws and regulations to be carried out, the leniency that Islam shows. And just one example I want to give is the example of expiation of a sin. There are different kinds of expiation, kafarat. For example, if you eat in Ramadan on a day, what must you do to fast in that day? Can you fast in that day? And so forth and so on. There are many things. Example, you make a vow or you make a promise and you break your promise. There is an expiation to pay. There's a penalty to be paid. So for many things, there are penalties for you to be forgiven or for the sin that you committed to be reversed. And but for old people and for older people, this expiation or this penalty becomes less or becomes easier. And I'm going to give you an example of a Surah Al-Mujadila. Surah Al-Mujadila in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the beginning verse, and we also call the Surah Qad Sami'a Allah. It says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Qad Sami'a Allahu qawla allati tujadiluka fi zawjiha wa tashtaki ila Allah. Listen, let your heart listen to this sentence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah hears in this from the seventh heaven. Allah hears, Allah tells the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I hear the complaint that the lady is bringing to you about her husband. So when women complained to the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when they complain about their husbands or the behavior of their husbands, who listens to them? Allah, you don't listen to them, you the imam or the counselor, or whatever. You don't only listen to them. Allah first listens to them. وَتَشْتَكِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. And she said to the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she's complaining to you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is your complaint? وَاللَّهُ يَسْمَعُ تَحَارُكُمَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ بَصِيرٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah hears everything and Allah sees everything. الَّذِينَ يُظَاهِرُونَ مِنْكُمْ مِنْ نِسَائِكُمْ مَا هُنَّ أُمَّهَاتِهِمْ. Now in the time of the Jahiliyyah, there was a way of divorcing your wife by saying to her, your back is like my mother's back. In other words, you know, you're too old for me. Actually, I don't want you anymore as a wife. So saying those words would break the marriage. If a husband, at the time before Islam, and that rule wasn't yet changed when this ayah was revealed. That rule was still in motion. That rule is no more a valid way of divorcing your wife. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those men, this woman came to complain about the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about what? That her husband said to her that your back is like my mother's back. So what did it mean? It meant that he divorced her. And she was very upset about this. She was crying. And she was forlorn. And she felt forsaken. What is she going to do now? How is she going to resolve this issue? Because up to then, there was no Quranic ayah or instruction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as to how the Prophet should deal with this. What happens if a husband says to his wife, so now you are like my mother? And Allah says, you could never be like your mother. Your wife could never be like your mother. Your mother is the person who gave birth to you. That is your mother. Khalas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now Allah reveals to the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because the Nabi also didn't know what to say to her, because he didn't know what the solution was. Allah revealed this. Surah Mujadila. Allah says, number one, the first thing he should do, the top thing he should do, the priority thing he should do is, he should set free a slave. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَتَمَاسَ, before he again touches his wife. So you can't even touch. He has to set free a slave. Number two, if you can't set free a slave, فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ, can't find a slave or he's not able to set free a slave, فَصِيَامُ شَهْرَيْنِ مُتَتَابِعَيْنِ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَتَمَاسَ. You should fast for 2 months consecutively. In other words, he should fast every single day, either 29 days or 30 days, 2 months. If he skips one day, he must start all over again before he touches his wife. If he can't do that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ, and who's not able to do that, فَإِطْعَامُ سِتِّينَ مِسْكِينَ, he should feed 60 people. ذَلِكَ لِتُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. وَتِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ وَلِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, feed 60 people, that is for those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, all the Muslims just follow this law. Those who follow Allah's messenger, they must follow this law. وَالْكَافِرُونَ, Allah says, and the disbelievers, to them there is a severe punishment. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to her, are you able to set free a slave? is he able, your husband able to set free a slave? قال لا يجد يا رسول الله. She said, oh, messenger of, he's crying. Yeah, or he's a poor man. He doesn't own any slaves. Prophet said, فَيَصُومَ شَهْرَيْنِ مُتَتَابِعَيْنِ, can he fast 2 consecutive months? She said, ya Rasulullah, is an old man. He's a grey man, grey-haired man. You can't fast 2 months in succession. قَالَ شَيْخٌ كَبِيرٌ مَا بِيصِيَامٌ, big man, old man, can't fast. فَلْيُطْعِمْ 60 مِسْكِينَ, can he feed 60 people? قَالَتْ, she said, مَا عِنْدَهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ يَتَصَدَّقْ بِهِ. She said, ya Rasulullah, he's got nothing. He's poor. He can't even feed his family. How will he be able to feed 60 people? قالت, she says, فَأُتِيَ بِعَرَقٍ بِنْ تَمْرٍ. The Prophet then came with a basket full of dates. Basket full of dates. And she said, I said to the Prophet, قُلْتُ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ وَسَلَمْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ فَإِنِّي أُعِينُهُ بِعَرَقٍ آخَرٍ. And she said to the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, ya Rasulullah, you've given a basket of dates. I will also contribute and give also a basket of dates. قَالَ فَقَدْ أَحْسَنْتِ. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to him, mashallah, you've done well. Excellent. Mashallah. So I give a basket and you give a basket. اِذْهَبِ فَطْعِمِ بِهَا عَنُّ 60 مِسْكِينَ. Take these 2 baskets and go and give it to 60 poor people. وَرْجِعِي إِلَىٰ إِبْنِ عَمِّكِ, and return to the son of your uncle. She was married to her cousin. Returning to the son of uncle. مُطَالَبُ الْإِمَامِ بِالتَّخْفِيفِ. And so, just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demands from us, from the leaders, the rulers, the qudat, the judges, whoever gives verdict, to be lenient. تَخْفِيف. To be lenient upon aged people in everything. They ask questions, Sheikh, I can't wash my feet, or, you know, I break my abdas very soon, or I can't do this, or I can't bend, or I can't make sujood, or I can't, many, many questions. So we should be lenient on the aged. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, one day, Mu'adh ibn Jabal, great Sahaba, I mean, you know that you hear the name Mu'adh ibn Jabal, subhanAllah, one of the ulama of the Sahaba. He one day made salah, and he led the salah, and he made very, very long. Some people came to complain to the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? You're making trouble. Why are you making trouble? 3 times the Prophet said to him, why are you making it so difficult? Why are you making things so difficult? Why are you making things so difficult? ثلاثة مرات. فلولا صليت بسبح اسم ربك والشمس وضحاها والليل إذا يغشى فإنه يصلي وراء أك الكبير والضعيف وذو الحاجة. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said to him, why don't you read سبح اسم ربك والشمس وضحاها والليل إذا يغشاها فَإِنَّهُ يُصَلِّ وَرَاءَكَ, because behind you, if you're the imam, behind you stands people who are old, people who are weak, and people who have needs. People have to go to the toilet, some people have an appointment, some people have to, are very hungry, they want to eat. People have many, many needs, many, many things that call them. We should make it easy. But the question is, I want to ask you this question. Why does the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say سَبِّحِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْأَعْلَى? Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say read سَبِّحِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ. Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't say read Surah Al-A'la. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say don't, he didn't say read وَالشَّمْسِ, he said read وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا. And he said وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَخْشَى. He didn't say read Surah Al-Layl. No. Or Surah to Shams, or Surah to Al-A'la. No, he said, every time he said the first verse of the Surah. Why didn't he mention the names of the surah? Because in the time of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the surah of the Quran didn't have names. The surahs, there was no surah Baqarah, surah Ali Imran, no. There were no names. Surah Mujahidah, no. These were attached to the surah after the demise of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alayhi salatu wasalam. That's why whenever the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refers to a surah in the Quran, for example, he won't say Surah Al-Ikhlas because it didn't exist. He would say, read Qul Huwallahu Ahad. Read the Qul Rabbin Nas and Qul Rabbil Falaq. That is how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. So it's an important point to note. You can go and read up when did this, when, who was it who gave the names of the surah of the surahs of the Quran, and when did this happen? After. This, of course, happened after the compilation of the Holy Quran. So the nature and the status of the old person is the same status as the sick person and the weak person. Three of them are in one basket. They play in one team, the three of them. So we should always look at what has been provided for a sick person or for a weak person. If an old person has a similar problem and a similar issue, we should apply the same ruling, the same hukum, hukum shari'i, for all three persons. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, perfect character. People accepted Islam even today because of the character of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes nothing more and nothing less. They read the character of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and say, this is a perfect man. So let's see how the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam dealt with the elders of the mushrikun. Subhanallah. Today we wouldn't want to sit in the same company as a mushrik. So how did the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam treat the elders of the mushrikun? We see in the history that the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam dealt with them, mashallah, in a beautiful manner. And I want to relate to you one story about Utbah ibn Rabi'ah. Utbah ibn Rabi'ah was one of the leaders of the mushrikun in Makkah. يتحدث إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يريد أن يثني عن دعوته. He was talking about the da'wah of Islam, trying to convince the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam not to make this da'wah, to stop calling people to Islam. And of the things he said to the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was, Anta khayrun am Abdullah. He said to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, are you better than your father Abdullah? Anta khayrun am Abdul Muttalib. Are you better than Abdul Muttalib, your grandfather? What did the Nabi do? فَسَكَتَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Out of respect for Utbah, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam kept quiet. Learn lessons from this very important story. It's a very beautiful story, and there's lessons to learn for all of us from just listening to the story, inshallah. سَكَتَ تَعَدُّبًا وَأَعْرَادًا عَنِ الْجَاهِلِ. He kept quiet as part of his adab. He's the manner in which he treats the jahil. Subhanallah. So when a jahil comes to you and says something to you, what should you do? You should keep quiet. Unfortunately, many of I'm included. Sometimes a jahil comes and asks such questions that really fires you up, but we should control it. We should control it. So Prophet ﷺ manner was, didn't say anything. فَوَاسَلَ عُدْبَةَ قَائِلًا. Utbah continued and he said, if you think that those people, your father and your grandfather, people will say this to you. They say this to me also. Your father and your grandfather did this, and your father and your grandfather said this. La hawla wa la quwwata. Not what my father and grandfather said. It's what Allah and His Rasul said. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Utbah said to him, if you think that you are better than your father and your grandfather, they worshipped our gods. those gods which you insult, they worship those gods. And if you think that, if you think they're better than you, then remember they worship these gods. So those better than you worship these gods. And if you think you are better than them, then فَقَلْ يَسْمَعَ لِقَوْلِكَ. There are very few people who listen to you. Very few people who listen to you. You think you're better than your father and grandfather? Yeah, you maybe you think that, but very few people actually take notice of you. Very few people take notice of you. They don't take notice of you, nor do they take notice of the truth that you speak. Basically, that he was saying. That is what he was saying. That is what many people say today. Your father and grandfather did this. My grandfather and my grandmother did. Grandfather and grandma, everybody did this. And after all, the majority of the people don't listen to you. So why should I listen to you? Same argument. Exactly the same argument. SubhanAllah. So when you hear these arguments, remember the condition and the status of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Utbah said to him, you know what? You have really insulted the great status that the Quraysh has amongst the Arabs. And you have made them say about us that we are led, many of us are led by a soothsayer, by what we call a dukum in local language. Somebody who throws stones or works for the tasbih, you know. And that Quraysh is just a lot of, you know, they just believe in black magic. That's all the Quraysh believes in. That is the image that we now have, the rest of the Arabs have of us. And what do you want us to do? You want us to take up the sword and to kill each other. You want us to what? To kill each other. It's exactly what somebody said to me. If you continue preaching like this, blood will flow in the streets of Cape Town. Exactly, a sheikh said that to me. You preach against bid'ah, you preach against this and preach against that, and you say, I said, but I don't say that. The Prophet ﷺ condemned bid'ah. So if you say, leave us to do our bid'ah, then what are you saying? What are you saying? You're condemning that with the Nabi ﷺ. It prevented us from doing it. SubhanAllah. Said, yeah, you're gonna shed blood. You want us to end up fighting each other. SubhanAllah. What did the Nabi do? Kept quiet. So when the Nabi Sallam kept quiet, all the time Utbah started calming down. Then he spoke to the Nabi Sallam. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he continued and he said, Ya Ibn Akhi, now he addressed Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, O son of my brother. Because he had calmed down. Now it's son of my brother. He said, Oh, my son of my brother, you know, if you came to us with this message so that you want to become a rich man like Bushiri, to become a rich man, we will gather all the money that we have and we'll give it to you, don't worry. Until you are the richest man amongst us. And if you want to be the most honored man amongst us, we will not make any decision except if you give us permission and you decide for us. And if you want to be our king, we will make you a king. Malaknaka, we'll make you a king alayna, over us. And if you want us to, if there's a jinn troubling you, we will get the best medicine in the world to take that jinn out of you. Best medicine. So we'll make you the richest man. We will make you our king. SubhanAllah. And we will make you get the best medicine for you from wherever we can have it in the world. ولا زال عتبة يتحدث إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بهذا الحديث. عتبة continued and continued حتى إذا فارغ عتبة. أنت عتبة completed and kept quiet and said everything he wanted to say. When he was finished, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to him, قَالَ لَهُ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِي أَدَبٍ. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to him, أَفَرِغْتَ يَا أَبَا الْوَلِيدِ. O father of Walid, have you finished? قَالَ نَعَمْ. Utba said yes. قَالَ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to him, اسْمَعْ مِنِّي. Listen to me. You know, adab, this is no substitute for adab. And makarim al-akhlaq. And good habits and good manners. So, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, isma' minni. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to him, listen to me. Qala if'al. He said, go ahead. فَقَرَأَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ سُورَةٍ فُصِّلَتْ. And sometimes the Quran is the best answer. Of course, he was inspired by Allah to say this. So he read to Utbah verses from Surah Fussilat. Surah 41, verse number 13, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى. He read verses from Surah Fussilat until he came to the verse number 13. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَإِنْ عَارَضُوا فَقُلْ أَنذَرْتُكُمْ صَاعِقَةً مِثْلَ صَاعِقَةِ عَادٍ وَثَمُودٍ. The last verse Prophet read to Utbah was, but if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but if they turn away, referring of course to Utbah and the Quraysh, say to them, Utbah was, he was sent to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by the Quraysh to ask these questions to the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to offer making me these offers. So what did Allah say? What was the Prophet's response? Allah responds. Allah says, if they turn away, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to them, I have marked you, or I have warned you rather, of a stunning punishment of thunder and lightning, like that which overtook the people of Ad and the people of Thamud. That was the people of Nabi Hud and the people of Nabi Salih. Allah destroyed them. قَالَ لَهُ عُدْبَ. Because Utbah understood every word. And he knew what this meant. He knew this was the truth. Utbah said, حَسْبُكْ حَسْبُكْ. Utbah said to him, enough, enough. مَعَنْدَ غَيْرْ هَذَا. Don't you have anything else to say? قَالَ لَهُ. Prophet said, no, I've got nothing else to say. فَرَجَعَ عُدْبَ إِلَى قُرَيْشِ. Utbah went back to the Quraysh. فَقَالُوا. They said to him, مَا وَرَاءَكَ. What did you bring? What is with you? فَقَالْ. Utbah said, مَا تَرَكْتُ شَيْئًا. أَرَى إِنَّكُمْ تَكَلَّمُونَ وَإِلَّا قَدْ كَلِمْتُ. Utbah said, I have left out nothing. I said everything to him that you normally say to him. Everything that you normally ask him and everything you normally say to him to stop preaching Islam. That is what I told him. They said to him, فَقَالُوا. فَهَلْ أَجَابَكَ. Did he answer you? Did he give you an answer to those questions that we sent you with? قَالَ نَعَمْ. Utbah said yes. He answered. What did Utbah say? مَا فَهِمْتُ شَيْئًا مِمَّا قَالْ. Utbah said, I didn't understand anything he said. Listen to the answer. Utbah says, you know what? I just didn't know what he was talking about. In other words, he was just talking. غير أنه أنذركم صائقة مثل عاد وثمود. Except he spoke about the punishment that Allah rained upon the عاد and ثمود. قالوا. The Quraysh said to Utbah, they were angry now. They said, ويلك يكلمك بالعربية ولا تدري ما قال. They said to him, what are you saying? He spoke Arabic and he didn't understand what he was saying. They were so mad and said, what did he speak? He spoke Arabic. You coming to tell us he didn't understand what he was saying? قال لا والله ما فهمت شيئا. Said, والله, he swore by Allah, والله ما فهمت. I didn't understand anything. مما قال. Everything he said, I didn't understand. غير ذكر الصاعقة except when he mentioned the punishment that he mentioned, of course, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran. So this is an example of the nature of the manner in which Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam treated older persons, even when they came to ask him to abandon his mission of Islam. He was still submissive and treated them with respect. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, there will be, of course, this is part two, there will be part three and part four, and so forth and so on. We will deal with all the issues that deals with old people, inshallah. And I want you, not only for you to listen, I want your children to listen. From 12 years old, they can listen, because these lessons can be understood by everybody. And they are useful to everybody today, because, as you know, there is a problem in respect and honoring older people. So we need to bring to ourselves and to our children and to everybody else the manner in which Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us to honor the elderly. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in our honoring the elderly. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us, give us the reward of the huffaz and of the kind and honest rulers. Subhanallah. Imagine what they imagine the honor that we have. So when you see anybody with a gray beard, man or woman, drop your head, greet, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah first, whether you see them in Kenwood Center or in the street, wherever you see them. If you see an old woman, an old man, a non-Muslim, good afternoon, madam. Good afternoon, sir. Kindness. That's what the Nabi showed. These were not of the Ahlul Kitab that he spoke to. This was the Mushrikun, subhanAllah. Those who worship the real idols. And this is how we treated them. So may Allah give us that respect in our hearts, inshallah. Wallahu ta'ala alam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.